Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily is given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, September 6th, 2020, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
One of my internship experiences when I was in college was to cold call people. I was kind of working my way up in the financial field. And of course, they have the college kids do all the cold calling. So after classes, I'd go downtown on the L, go to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, go up to the 38th floor, and then begin cold calling for these financial advisors. There were two partners that were financial advisors, and underneath them were many associates. And then we were kind of underneath the associates doing all their dirty work. So we were the people at dinner time that would call your house and ask you if you want to talk about your retirement or your 401k. And people would often say, you know, it's dinner time, right? And I'd say, oh, okay, but would you like to talk about maybe a Roth IRA? Click. You know, you got to work your way up in the ladder of respect. But I learned something by working in that office there, because you're kind of in this privileged position of just kind of listening and doing this monotonous work. Behind me were all the associates that were there. And one of the associates kind of shrugged off his work a little bit. And everybody else was kind of afraid to say anything to him. And so everybody else kind of picked up the work. You know, it's like everybody else had enough on their plate. But he kind of like all of a sudden like took it off his plate and was putting it on everybody else's plate. So all these other people were doing more work. Nobody said anything to him. But they all just griped behind his back. Until one day it came to a head. And he made some big mistakes, and one of the financial advisors said, you're out of here, you're fired. And I thought to myself, in a way, was that really fair? Did that guy see it coming from a distance? Did he know? What were they doing to him? Today's gospel is like that. We as Christians have an obligation to help correct our brothers and sisters early on before it snowballs into something bigger, to begin it early. But that is a hard task sometimes, right? Because we think, ooh, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want them to not like me. And we have all these other things that go on in our life. But as Christians, we have a responsibility, because it's not about hurting their feelings, but it's an act of love to help somebody out in that regard. If we don't tell somebody the truth, and we withhold it from them, we cause violence for them in their life, in the office place, maybe it's at school, maybe it's a neighborhood. We have an obligation to tell the truth in love. This is what we call criticism or critique. That's true criticism. In the seminary, they had a fancy name. They called it fraternal correctness. You know, just a nice way of saying, oh, you're going to tell me all the things that are bad about myself. 6 years I had to go through this. The first year, what we do, and these are kind acts, right? We think of criticism. We think of, well, did you hear what she did? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that she did that. I'm going to put that all over Facebook. Yeah, me too. And then I'm going to do it on my Instagram post. And then we're going to dwell on it. That's not criticism. That's called gossip. Real criticism is an act of Christian charity to help somebody out, because you're helping them become better, to become fully alive. So in the seminary, at the beginning of every academic year, we had to set up goals. We had four pillars that we talked about. It would be the human pillar, you know, are you clean? Are you taking a shower, brushing your teeth? How do you interact with other people? All those things. The human, the spiritual, are you doing your prayers, etc.? Intellectual pursuits. And of course, pastoral, your service and engagement in the community. And then at the end of the year, you had to evaluate yourself, pros and cons. Then they require that you find three other seminarians to evaluate you too, pros and cons. And you had to take the feedback like a man. And then you take all that feedback and you present it to your formation advisor. There was one priest on faculty that was my advisor. And then he would sit down and say, yeah, Anthony, here's what I see as good. And by the way, here's some areas of improvement that I would like to see for next year. Then after he summarized it, which was round four, I went to the final round, round five, where I sat around a table around 12 priests, and they did the exact same thing. Anthony, here's what we see good about you, and oh, by the way, here's some areas of improvement that we would like to see. So year after year after year of listening to that, you eventually get used to, you know what? I need to grow. I need the humility to do that. But they also, on their end, had to be humble enough to tell me these things. It's a shame if we hide things from people, right? And then all of a sudden, it comes to like the big meeting where you're fired or we're getting rid of you. Is that really fair to people? No. But when we're in positions of authority or we're in positions of power, whatever they may be, we have an obligation to begin to hold people responsible, right? Maybe in small matters before they turn into bowling balls and then avalanches down the road. I think it's a real shame when Christians that are in lines of employment or in their schools don't share with other people insights that they see about them. That's what the gospel is about today. If you have a problem with your brother, go and speak to them one-on-one. If not, bring a couple others that can be witnesses to that and bring the church in as well. And Ezekiel tells us today that if there is a wicked man, you have an obligation to go and talk to him. If he dies, that's his guilt that he takes with him. But God says, I'll hold you responsible for his death because you didn't help him out. But if you try and help him out, he's responsible for both his guilt and his death in life. So the lesson becomes for us, are we bold enough to live out our Christian calling of charity and love for our neighbor to share with them both the positives and the negatives? Maybe we don't need to pray for boldness to do that in our places of employment or our neighborhood or families. Maybe we're on the other side of the coin. Maybe we need to take the criticism. Maybe we have to be more receptive to that. And here's my advice to you on how to do that. Find two or three people in your life, whoever they may be, that you can accept true criticism, true paternal correctness from, and listen to them authentically, somebody that you trust. So that when people say things in the world, whatever they may be, like, oh, Anthony, you did this, or whatever it may be, take those things to your core group of people and say, you know what? This is what somebody said about me. Is this true? Do you find this too? And if they say, you know what? Yeah, I kind of do too. It's like, I didn't know how to say it to you kind of properly. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you know what? That is true. Then I need to grow in that area. Thank you. Thank you for revealing more about myself to me. So our gospel today challenges us this week to pray for boldness or perhaps humility in our life so that we can become the people God has called us to be fully alive and fully happy in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.